Service safe.
Professor Buzzkill. Minions.
Hello, Buzzkillers. It's the Professor here. We're going to talk about an item of clothing, historical item of clothing, that's practical, fashionable, and worn the world over. This thing is perfect. So who invented blue jeans, these items of fashion perfection? Well, the standard story and myth is that Levi Strauss & Company invented jeans as work pants in the 1870s. But blue jeans were really invented by a man named Jacob W. Davis. A Latvian-Russian immigrant, he moved to the U.S. in his 20s and began working as a tailor. After a number of years in different places, Davis settled in Nevada and set up a tailor shop catering especially to laborers. Now, in Nevada, there are a lot of heavy mining laborers, a lot of railroad laborers. And in December 1870, a female customer asked him to make an extra sturdy pair of work pants for her woodcutter husband. Davis had two genius ideas for these new, stronger work pants. The first was to use duck cloth, which was sturdier than ordinary canvas, which was the standard material used for work pants at the time. In fact, Levi Strauss out in San Francisco was making canvas work pants as a sort of competitor. The second genius idea Davis had was to reinforce the stress points in the pants, those are in the seams and at the pockets, with copper rivets rather than just extra stitching. These new work pants were a big, big hit in Nevada, especially among railroad workers, and the U.S. was getting more and more railroad workers all the time as the railroad spread in the 19th century. Now, it turned out that duck cloth, although very sturdy, was a little on the stiff side. So in 1871, Davis switched to denim cotton, which is also strong, but more soft than duck cotton. Meanwhile, out in San Francisco, old man Levi Strauss, also an immigrant from Bavaria, was making those canvas pants to serve the same purpose. But he had a dry goods business and was also operating as a wholesaler. And what Strauss was doing was supplying Davis back in Nevada with the duck cloth and the denim cloth that he needed. The problem was, eventually, Davis simply couldn't keep up with the demand for his fantastic new work pants. So, in 1872, Davis asked Strauss for financial backing to help him patent his design. He needed a patent lawyer and do the paperwork and things like that. The patent was issued in May 1873, by which time Davis had moved to San Francisco and joined Strauss, and they got into the jeans business big time. Two of them joined forces, they ramped up production, and they built a factory just for the production of jeans. That's how popular they were. Davis managed all aspects of jeans production for Strauss. He ran the factory, he continued with his innovations, including that distinctive orange stitching on the back pockets, which was they also patented, and which in junior high, you could tell who was wearing Levi's and who was wearing Lee just because of that stitching. Old man Strauss took care of the retailing, took care of the marketing. As far as anyone knows, the two men worked happily together. This is not one of those famous rival stories where they hated each other. Strauss was the head of the company, and Davis ran the factory for the rest of his life. They soon branched out into denim shirts, overalls, and other denim clothing that later on made the 60s and the 70s such a great time for fashion. So, Buzzkillers, the answer is Davis invented jeans. But it's also likely that they wouldn't have become so popular so quickly if it weren't for, one, Levi Strauss's business sense and marketing, and two, the people on the other end, so to speak, the buyers, the people who wanted them. Jeans spread in popularity because they were the perfect items for new industrial jobs in the United States. Large-scale coal mining, building the railroads, and other heavy industry developed in the late 19th century, and that all required sturdy, sturdy clothing. So let's have a big shout-out to Jacob Davis and to Levi Strauss for the clothes we love so much. Adios, Buzzkillers. Talk to you next week.
This is Aunt Ginger from Professor Buzzkill, and you're listening to the Epicast Network.
Epicast.